But the interesting thing is, years ago, this is about 5 years ago, our institute had a seminar with Martin Fleischmann. Fleischmann and Pons, the inventor and discoverer of cold fusion.
Yeah.
Well, Martin Fleischmann was here in the Washington, D.C. area, and we were able to catch him for a private seminar after he visited the Naval Research Lab. And he gave a nice presentation. We have it on video. The important thing was, after he gets to dinner, then he says, I'll tell you a spook story. You know, not on camera, off camera. And I related in my book, the Electrovitics book, actually the Zero Point Energy book as well. And the interesting thing is, this reflects what I believe the black ops are good at. Here he is at the 1989 press conference for the cold fusion at the University of Utah, and he has to fly to San Francisco to catch his plane to England. You know, that's the way the airlines work, and he misses his connection. And he says, so I had to check into a hotel overnight, and as I'm opening the hotel door, the phone rings. And he walks over to the phone to answer it, and guess who's on the other line? He says, this is Edward Teller. Don't hang up. I have a question for you.
Oh, my.
And Edward Teller, of course, is the father of the H-bomb.
He sure
and
is.
And has always been involved in all kinds of stuff, including Area 51, recruiting Balthazar, and so forth. So the important thing was he asked the discoverer of cold fusion, can you make a bomb from cold fusion? And Martin is a pacifist. And the way he answered the question was, he says, I gave him an answer that he wasn't expecting, he wasn't anticipating. In other words, he wanted to say no, even though during his lecture, which we taped, he was explaining the fact that, yes, under high pressure, there can be explosions. And there have been at major labs around the country, at least three of them.
Sure.
But back then, he didn't want to get involved in anything dealing with the explosive applications. So he discouraged Edward Teller from following that route. But this has been a common thread as far as the security, national security applications of anything with a lot of energy to it, or more even a little bit of propulsion or anti-gravity, as we might call it in some circles.